VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.
Witness Docs from Stitcher.
On January 6, 2021, a white mob egged on by the sitting president attempted to overthrow American democracy by storming the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. For many Americans, it was
an unprecedented assault.
This is an unprecedented moment.
Our democracy is under unprecedented assault.
This is so un-American. This is not the American way.
For me, it was just another day in post-emancipation America. My name is Kidada Williams. I'm a historian who studies the Civil War and Reconstruction era. I researched the central role African Americans played in the Civil War and the price they paid for trying to be equal partners in American freedom. I know that the attack on the Capitol was part of a much longer assault on democracy and freedom in America, the continuation of a century and a half of white racial grievance and refusal to allow Black people to be free, secure, and equal. So it was striking, but not surprising, to see an intruder waving a Confederate flag in the halls of Congress in 2021. White people rampaging in opposition to a more egalitarian democracy tracks. We've been down this road before. During the Civil War, Black people fought and died trying to be free. During Reconstruction, they pushed for their right to self-determination and to establish a multiracial democracy. Black men were elected to office, Black women formed labor organizations and protested injustice. White terrorists retaliated against Black people's successes by killing Black voters and elected officials, burning their schools and churches, massacring families, and passing laws to limit their rights. That era also saw impeachment, violent white bigotry, and police brutality. Most Americans don't know this history. It's been systematically erased for generations. If you've heard stories about Reconstruction, you probably heard that it failed. And sure, some parts of Reconstruction did fail, but not because Black people didn't claim their freedom. Black Reconstruction, that push to reconstruct American democracy to be more inclusive, was violently overthrown by white people who didn't really believe in liberty and justice. At least not for all. And so it's time for a new story. A story that will help us better understand how we got here. A story where the central characters are the Black people who fought to liberate themselves, who gained political power, despite every attempt at violent suppression. It's time for Seizing Freedom.
I do really think that it's God's will that this war shall not end till the colored people get their rights. It goes very hard for the white people to think of it.
Seizing Freedom will tell you the story of the Civil War and Reconstruction in Black people's own words. Our episodes use archives of letters, speeches, diaries, and newspapers to show how real people took and made their freedom.
Come 63,
Mr. Will set us all free. I said, away I going to find my mama.
I felt for the first time in my life that I could now claim every cent that I should work for as my own. I began now to feel that life had a new joy awaiting me.
We'll take you from enlistment during the war and what it took to reunite families torn apart by slavery through making a living and the fight for rights.
They say one flag, one nation, one country, indivisible. Can we say this truthfully when one race is allowed to burn, hang, and inflict the most horrible torture weekly, monthly on another? No. It is a hollow mockery.
Every other week, we'll also bring you interview episodes with historians and artists who work in these archives to discuss how the stories there parallel and even impact the present day. I'm excited to take you on this thrilling journey back in time, which I hope can help us understand and shoulder our responsibility for seizing, protecting, and expanding freedom today. Seizing Freedom is a production of VPM and Witness Docs from Stitcher. The show is researched and hosted by me, Kadada Williams. It's produced by Joshua Moore, Ronald Young Jr., and Lushik Waba. Sound design and mastering by Jacob Lewis of Great Feeling Studios. Music composed by Dan Burns. Editing comes from Camille Stanley, Kelly Jones, and Gavin Wright. Our executive producer is Ed Ayers. Steve Humble is VPM's Chief Content Officer. You can find links to the archives and more information about this series at seizingfreedom.com.
You can listen to ad-free new episodes of Seizing Freedom only on Stitcher Premium. For a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcher.com/premium, select a monthly plan, and enter the code FREEDOM.
VPM.